Tuia?
Yes, dear.
My screen is showing right now, so whenever you guys are ready, you can change it to yours or to Michael's, or I can change it for you.
Right, so we are starting now, or have we started?
You've started the broadcast, yes.
Yes. Hello, hello to everybody. Here we are, three powerful women, because Michael is not participating in this now, so we are going that with you, and we have a little changes we are going to discuss now, and also we are going to catch up with our program. So 1 second. Yeah, so anyway, deeply welcome, and as we have been already saying, this is the last day of the 7 days long journey and very interesting journey. We hope that everybody has been gaining something, or at least you have some ideas of what this week is and what is going to have, or how it is going to have the effect to the coming times. And that's why we were thinking that what about we would first share the impressions of this week, what kinds of things it has brought to you, and then after for a while we could go in some kind of little alignment meditation, and then we could talk about your role, because that is something that we should have a little bit some idea in our pocket when we go back home, that we have some role in that. Is it okay? Nobody is arguing with me. Okay, so the scene is open, or how do you say, the stage is open. So okay, now you have beautiful image. Is anybody here in the room would like to share something, or there in the audience? So what this week has meant to you? Okay. Is anybody wanting to share? And your insights, whatever you would like to share with the group. Here are just smiling faces. Okay, Marco. One second, we are figuring. Unmute, okay.
Hi, this is Margot, and I just thought coming together with the different groups as we did this week and shared a broadcast together was an amazing thing. I'm not in any one of the groups full time, but know people from different groups. So I was really glad to see this happen, and I could see the effort behind it and the intention behind it, and was thrilled to see it. Because I think this kind of boundary navigation needs to happen. And for me, it was very inspiring because I've been interested in this work, and to see it happen in this way gave me courage to continue following in the way that I can serve. And something was brought up that I thought was great. Was it's okay if I talk about the esoteric? Yes. There's the idea of an actual United Nations. It's a little different than the existing United Nations, but an esoteric United Nations. And this had actually come up a little bit before in a conversation where someone was bringing, it's all justifiably all the work that's being done there and the goals and everything. But to think of creating something in the background that supports that in maybe ways we don't know. So that was brought up here. And I thought that was very exciting. So maybe some people would be doing that. And I had just been invited to be like a citizen diplomat. I've never done this before, even though I studied international relations from Colorado, to go into Mexico with a group of people, including our governor and mayor. So it just validated that this work would be valuable, because it's such an effort of goodwill to go down there, to talk about trade, to talk about international relations, and to be with people in a human, enjoying way, like we've done here for a week, sharing meals and seeing each other in the morning for coffee and that kind of thing. So for me, it was very strengthening, and I wanted to share that, because as we do our things, we bring them back, and we can strengthen everyone in their choices and in how they're invited to participate. So thank you. If anybody has any questions for me.
Does anybody comment?
Thank you.
We've also got a comment here from Frida. Treat
yourself muted. Hello, can you hear me? This is Frida Kemp from Toronto, Canada. I guess my first impression that I wanted to share was about the silent minute. I think something very magical and profound happened during that silent minute. In a way, it was like,
Frida,
can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you, but we try to get this, that we hear that in our room, that this group here can hear. Just a moment. Do you know, Pamela, how to do that? Frida, if you can just say something.
Hello? Yes, okay. Okay, so I'll say again that I think the silent minute was something very, very magical and profound, and has kicked off this, both the festival week and this next 7 years of work by the new group of world servers in a very important way. And the week itself has been bringing people together extremely well, and I think getting us focused on the next 7 years of work that will proceed from this festival week to the other. So I really think this whole approach and the technology that allows us to come together in this way has been instrumental in kind of both solidifying the group and also orienting the group towards the next 7 years. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Frida. The exactly important points. When we think about that this festival week, these 7 year cycles, of course, it is not meant only for this week. And that's why we should look really consciously towards the coming next 7 years, that all of these ideas, what we have been gathered, insights, impressions, that we are using them. And like Margot was giving us many of your impressions, this how do we carry on? It is one of the questions what we can address. But let us still look at, are there any other comments that you would like to share? Be brave now, because it's all this sharing is also giving us a lot of strength and insight. So good, Leah.
Hear me?
I can hear you, Leah.
Okay. Heike has made a comment, and I will read it for you, okay?
Okay.
The inner group of world servers coming visibly into outer manifestation and linking up together and aligning together with higher purpose. Different qualities and methods uniting. And the silent minute uniting many others globally who probably never heard about the new group of world servers. It brought so much light down. It is a very intense week, which holds the promise for the future.
Wow, that was powerful. Really, it could be taking us as our seed thoughts. It was so well put together and all these aspects. So me too, I really agree about this silent minute thing, what we could be taken with us and cultivate that and working with that from now on. So in this room we have Leah, who wants to also say some words.
Okay, can you hear me now? Right.
Yeah,
okay, so Leah, I agree, as we all do, with those last comments and Margot's, especially about the energies of the week being extremely intense, being both physically able to come together with one purpose, and also that linking throughout the world. It's the vision actually becoming a practical, grounded happening, and I think it's no longer a hope, it's happening. I very much saw this week as I'm sure most of us did, as the fact that it's a fact that we're stepping onto the world stage into the light. We are here, we are working, and we're not going away. And so having the definite purpose of moving towards the spiritual United Nations is such a vision that it goes beyond our immediate time, and it also for me makes me think what I had imagined that I would continue doing in the next years also has to be reassessed, has to be broadened. My personal vision for what I can do has to be enlarged to an extent that goes beyond any fear of not being able to do something on the greater stage. And I know that we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you for opening your heart and putting these insights forward, because I think that the more we hear each other, it is also giving us direction, sense about the purpose, and it gives a vision. It's like built all the time more and more into that vision. And what is important for us to note is that TK actually said about that, that it is an important thing to create a world plan. And all of these precipitated ideas now, which are coming via the week, but it is certainly coming clearer if we work consciously with these energies, that we can start to vision this world vision. We have a good ideas by DK, but then there is an aspect what masters cannot do, is that is that what we will do and has to do here, and to start to be aware of that. So, and Chris has here, thank you, Chris. Let us listen what Chris is adding.
Okay, so I wanted to share a story with all of us about something that the women of India did just a few years ago. The dissatisfaction with the business as usual. The women decided that they would create their parallel or shadow Congress within the whole of India. And they did it methodically, and just like you would do regular elections, they found representatives for each of the states of India. And then they got together and they drew up and presented to the regular Congress when they met in September, October, their list of the things they thought that were most important for the movement of their country. And I was thinking, you know, why couldn't we do that from the spiritual point of view? I mean, big vision is every country. But even if we just start with the US, why couldn't there be this other Congress of people spiritually focused on what needs to happen next to bring us out of the material, and in a very direct and frank expression. I think with Greta Thunberg coming along now and pointing the way, I think people are ready, and they just need somewhere to direct the energies. So I don't know, I just was thinking about it so deeply. We could have a shadow UN even. We could have people from the different countries have representatives that go, because the US, right now, there's a bill in Congress that they are wanting to pull out of the UN and forget all the funding. This is a bill. It's right now sitting. It hasn't been put on the floor for vote yet, but it's sitting there. It's called something like the sovereignty, something like the reenactment of sovereignty or some nonsense like this. So if the US pulls out and another country starts feeling like, you know, hey, we don't have to belong to this thing, what if behind it was a spiritual backbone, you know, of people from around the world, country by country? I don't know, Tuya, I'm just talking, you know, thinking and talking out loud, but planting seeds, right? That's what Michael keeps saying. Keep planting the seeds. So I'm planting some seeds.
Very nice, Chris. Thank you for sharing this. And did you be yesterday in our webinar of Esoteric United Nations?
Yes.
Okay, right. So this is a little bit something what you are saying, but now we are recommending and supporting you to write your ideas down, and everybody, whatever now you have, so recognize that this is now this living living life is working. We can say that now Holy Spirit is working on this lowest level, and we have to be aware of that so that we do not miss anything. And write down, and we are going to have meetings together, and we will continue and try to put all of those great ideas down. I will share you one of the something which has been already maybe 15, 20 years in my mind. And I'm still pondering that how that could be practically done to create a fund for Christ. This has been, and it's really concrete, how we could create that account or fund to him. I just let it be there because I can explain some of the things, but I just want to leave it there. I am just dropping that idea, and then in one point somewhere we are going to discuss this in more practical terms. And Asha, I am giving you the
Tuvia?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Louise typed a comment a few minutes ago and I was waiting for a time to break in, and then we have another comment. But anyway, let me read Louise's, okay?
Okay.
It says, the astrological presentations have made me more aware of the fact that we are supported by higher beings and higher energies. The silent minute has increased group identification. The full program of this week has given me hope in the future. I'll keep going with the Triangle Project and will take part in the Evoking the Soul of the Nations. I'll manage to make these two better known in my environment. And I would also like to say that Elena sent me this morning her notes from her presentation yesterday, and they have now been posted with the recording to Makara. I will try and work on the astrological charts as well and include that when I have time. But thank you, Elena, for that, and thank you, Louise.
Thank you so much. Bill, is there, when people are writing these comments, are they stored somewhere?
Yes.
You
should see a question mark,
right,
or three little dots up there on your little panel. If you click, no, it should be up on your panel, and if you click that, then
right,
you should be able to see them. You'll see the one from Heike and Louise, and then the one I haven't read yet from Anne Veronica.
Right. I know that, but I mean that, like, when the program is over, where do these comments go? Are they with the comment?
Yes. Within Go to Webinar, we have the option of going in after a recording is finished, after a webinar is finished, and pulling the questions and answers from that so we can see them all. Would you like me to do that for this one when this one is over?
Yeah. You know, and what we have had already, because there have been just wonderful comments, and I was just thinking that it would be very valuable to collect now these comments.
I've sent a couple of them to Michael, but I'll make sure that they all get there. Of course, it's only the written questions that you'll see.
Okay, right, and then also those comments, like Heike's and Louise's comments.
Right, that's, yes.
And we could now, then if you would afterwards want to say something, we would collect these comments together, because they really have a value to contemplate them, and to they give us the even deeper understanding and vision what is going on now in the group. Very nice and beautiful.
Okay, I'll send them all to you, Tuya, okay?
Wow, thank you.
All right, would you like me to read Anne Veronica's?
Yes, please.
All right. The silent minute was very powerful for me too. A lot of light came in, but it was more than that. There was a higher presence of many. It felt for just a moment the skies were opening up and we were observed. Okay, I'm going to cry here. It lasted for that minute and it was very powerful.
That is so true and beautiful, beautiful comments. I was talking yesterday with Michael. We were going back to the 7 years ago. And comparing to that, it is truly so that something else was and is happening. And it is about this unity and sensing the presence and presences in that presence is something many of you have been saying that it gives hope. But it really does give strength. It does give this kind of insurance of our lives. We came here for purpose. And it must be so that these coming years, the purpose, why did we come together, will come clearer. And that also, that the more we show all the awareness and we recognize these things, the more it will become known in our physical consciousness, in our brain consciousness. That is what DK always talks about, that we can play with the mental plane, and we can have some senses in emotional plane, but if it is not anchored into our physical brains, then it has not yet manifested. And that is the key thing. When we think about the purpose of any pilgrimage, the monad, that monad throughout these millions of years tries to reach this lowest point, which is then in our brain consciousness. So that's why this sharing also supports us to anchor more. Are there any other comments? Okay, I don't know how you heard, we have to, if you go there, Asha is giving us one comment.
Thank you. I had a question yesterday. I didn't catch the answer. A lady called Karen asked you, we were talking about the esoteric United Nations, and is there already something set in motion for groups? I missed that because I live not far from New York as well. So is that something I could do, sit from my house or remotely even? Okay. That really calls me.
It's lovely to hear that there are those who are really feeling it. Yes.
You've been doing this for 4 years now.
Right. And it has been a fantastic journey. So anyway, I can talk about this experience also. But yes, in a few weeks now, you will get an invitation. And all of those who are interested or working now together this way, as I said yesterday, so there has not been yet written anything. We were actually wanting to just, play by ear in English, that to just see, is there any response? Because it has been cooking in my mind already some years. And what is the thought or some thoughts about this is that if we could find a group who would really commit themselves to work every day, meaning that we will go through the country by country, day by day, and invoke the soul of that country. And of course, there come other practical things, but this is one of those thoughts. It will not be a long thing. It's like we do those noon mantras and reflections and 5 o'clock or having the evening reflection. These are in place, or our triangle work. The similar way that it's not hours lasting something, it's going to be done effectively, but yet that the group will be turning its mind to call the soul to be merging in that country. And we are not now separating in that sense that there are those more important countries. I have been thinking that a lot when we think about ourselves as a body. So humanity is one or one type of entity. So we have within us, we have the head and the heart and the throat, which is the Trinity. But yet, what it taught me once was my toe on my right leg. What is the second toe to that small toe? Broke. And it took over 1.5 months to be healed. And I realized how important is that toe. And since that, I have understood that whatever we have in our body, it somehow belongs there. So that in one sense, one will survive. That is not the question. But if something is there, as we have the whole humanity, whatever tiny group there is, whatever tiny country, we here in Finland, we are really little ones. We have only around 5 million people. So we belong to those little toes, something. But we need everything. And that's why we would put the emphasis calling the soul emergence in the humanity via those all of the countries that we would be going through. So this in short is about that. And so you will hear more and we will let this invitation go. And for me, this experience, yes, it belongs to ask. So it is the soul of nations activity. So when we started about that, and you know, if you study any country, you should give a lot of time. And for us, practically, there is not. It's for me only that one day that I'm putting that together. But even that little, what has been done, has been given such a love to humanity, to see those ethnic groups, the challenges that countries have, and one knows that it is nothing comparing to having real understanding and knowledge of those countries, but still it is something that you can have some kind of quality awareness of the country. And those struggles which is going on in Africa and so forth, you see that you cannot leave people alone. You cannot leave anything now out of your mind's ring password. You just have to take everything consideration. And if we do not exactly know what to do, but we can always invoke, we can always bless. So there are things what we can do. We are not all politicians, or we cannot just take ourselves to some arena or governmental arena and tell what should be done. But we can always, and at least everyone should be doing to their own country, that you place yourself into that place where the law decision and lawmaking is going on, that you invoke those angels to stand there, that you make sure that is happening. And I just check, is there any other comments so far? I will tell you what there is, okay?
Frida has her hand up.
Okay, good.
Oh, hello, everyone. I just, I thought I'd share, since Tilya was talking and we were on this theme of the United Nations, a ceremony that I had done for years, started by the World Peace Prayer Society. And it's a really beautiful ceremony called the Flag Ceremony. And I used to do it at the Peace the 21st gatherings that we would have. And what we would do is we would have a group of people. The ideal group would be about 200, because then everyone could have a flag of each nation. And we would take the flags, and you know, with people that are aware, you take the flag of that country and you really place it in your heart. And then we called out the names of each country, and the person holding the flag would walk forward. We would either place it in a piece of styrofoam or in a bowl. And then at the end of the ceremony, we would bless all the flags. So it's a really beautiful ceremony, and maybe there's a way of kind of adapting that as part of the Soul of Nations, so that you'd have enough people, and each people could take on one country and may perhaps bless that country every day. Just a thought, and happy to share more about that ceremony if anyone's interested. Thank you.
Thank you, Frida. It is so the same we did last year in our conference. We had the half styrox balls, and then the participants, they were getting a flag when they were entering, and then we had we have a peace pole, and those half globes were put on the crown, and then we have always a candle ceremony there. We light the candles, and then we have those flags too. So let us share what any other aspects you have there. I would be very interested, and surely that is wonderful thing. We have done here in Finland also these flag ceremonies years and years. So it has to be this kind of common goal for us, those who are working and putting that in practical manifested terms. So very nice. So let us be connected about that. And do we have any other comments? No. So I will share you something about the power of the your intention. Years ago, now it is 25 years ago, I think so, or even more. And we had a group then, and we were trying to be alert. What was going on in present moments, and we had this kind of phone circle that if something happened, so we just called one person and then the ring went on, and we had agreed that it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. If it is during the night, then it is during the night, and the group starts to work immediately. And I was meditating in the evening, and suddenly I caught a vision that from Siberia area, from the mountains, are coming three trucks. And the only thing what I'm understanding was that in those trucks are something very dangerous. And then I am aware of that movement during the next day and the day after, I think, that it is coming towards Finland. And I had been working with angels several years in the borders. And then that one other night, I'm sensing that these trucks are coming now through the border. And then being aware that one is going to Helsinki, our capital city, but two are traveling further to the other city, which is on the west coast, Turku. And okay, I didn't know what to do, but I marked them inwardly. I placed magically there a star above those trucks. And that was it. And then went some, I think, 4 months. There is a little writing on our main newspaper, Miracle in Switzerland. And it was, the text went like that a customer officer saw a star shooting forth above a truck. And he went to look, what is that truck? And it made him to look further, so that they were calling the docks, and they figured out when they were opening the, because they were sealed trucks. So they were opening, and there was, it was told, this kind of pre-stage of, was it a pre-stage of plutonium or something like that, which is meant for the bombs. And it was going to Iraq. And then the linked trucks, what they were able to follow, because the two of them had been coming via Turku, went another route. And then they figured out to two other trucks, and two of them had gone via Turku and one via Helsinki. And this officer, it was quoted there that the officer was couldn't explain what was it his that the, that I just saw star shooting for. So that has been given me this kind of I don't know how to call it. It is that I know that if you concentrate enough and you call help, so some magical thing will happen. So whatever are the conditions on earth, we have power in our hands to also do our part, but we really must do our part. So anyway, it is not directly related to this, but it is related to that because we see so many things happening in the world at the moment that we have to be aware. So do anyone else would like to share something about your week, what you have been gaining, your insights, your ideas? Yes, dear.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Maria Rosa. I come from Spain. And I first of all would like to thank the organizers and also my companions here and those online, because you all together have given me the reason why I had to come here, because I, from Barcelona, I had felt the pull to come, but I really didn't understand why. So it was just kind of a blind endeavor. I had to make arrangements and everything, but well, I said I like these people. I know they are working well, so let's go. So, but I really thought that I don't know. So the first thing that I have felt is that, as someone has already said, this is like a kind of externalization of the new group of world servers. Although I knew obviously that it existed, I was not really conscious of the extent of the task that it can finally do or contribute to do. And also for myself to be aware that I also can play a part, me and my group in Barcelona. And then I appreciate this very much, because it is consciousness what is opening the path always. And then in this week I have received some insights. This morning I had one quite interesting, but I will put it on hold because we need to ponder on this. But I think it has been very powerful. And today we were speaking about the seventh ray. And I think this matches with two just comments, that there is power, not in myself, I mean in all together. working together towards the same idea. And I think this more things will come. Normally when there is a gathering of this kind, and probably developments will come in the next days, next weeks. And we have to be attentive and see the way ahead, be brave, and that's it. I'm very happy to know that there is a lot of people in the world that is treading the path together with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria Rosa. Thank you very much. And that is the thing for us now, that when we go back home, that we are obedient to our souls and we dare to start the manifest. And what has come for us as a directive, so that you just go ahead. So let us see, do we have any other there? Biel, do we have any other comments?
No, I don't see any at this time. And I wanted to remind you that we probably only have about 15 more minutes so that we have time to transition from one webinar to another.
Exactly. Okay. Elena, could you in 5 minutes synthesize something about the cycles of the nuclear global servers? Can you do that in 5 minutes? Yes.
Well, as you already been informed by BL, I have sent the notes of the presentation I have done on the cycles and other things, which going to be put on the Makara website and together with the astrological charts in relation to those notes there. Very briefly, I would say that the New Group of World Service primarily work with the 3-year cycles, which are going from the Vesak to Vesak. It means from the full moon in May to full moon in May, you know, for 3 years. And each of these years are conditioned by certain energies, and we have the first year starting with the third ray, the second year is second ray conditioning energy, and the third year is by the first ray, and it is always the third or culminating Vesak, which is carrying the most powerful energies. So the immediate one, which we're going to approach in May 2020, would be that culminating Vesak. And it is good to participate in these Vesaks for each of us, because we are strengthening, in a way, we're strengthening the Group of World Service in our contribution being part of those processes. And obviously of the full moons in May. The other cycle, which is important, is obviously the 7-year cycle. Actually, I would say that the Vesak cycle started in 1924. Okay. It's going for some time. And the 7-year cycle, it's every 7 years. And the last one, which started the 2012, culminated now, 2019 a week, which we are participating in Finland, is the culminating of the energies of the 7-year cycle, every 7 years. And these energies always happen in Capricorn. And in this new group of world service week, we had many planets in Capricorn, which is not usually the case. So there was a powerful Capricorn energy augmented. We are told even by higher constellation than Capricorn. And on top of it, we had the solar eclipse on 26th December happening in Capricorn, which activated, you know, this stellium, particularly Jupiter, which opened the door wider for the door into the higher energies, which started to filter down and affect the process of the week, of the whole week. So it is important also to participate in this 7-year cycles, like every 7 years, okay? And this was the last cycle prior to the 2025, which would be the conclave of the hierarchy. A very, very important decision would be made in relation to the reappearance of the Christ and externalization of the hierarchy and some of its ashram upon the physical plane. So we are going through a period which is technically called the forerunner, and it is our participation in these meditative festivals, and I would even include the one in June, full moon, because it's a festival of the Christ energies, you know, it's a Christ festival, and the one in May is related to the Buddha. So both of these energies are very important during this process which we are participating. Thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Wonderful catch up of these most essentials. So while we are now starting to close, we recommend again, we didn't now talk so much about your understanding about your role in the group, of world service, but contemplate that. Everyone, we should go now back to home and back to so-called normality, that we have some idea what kind of role we might be fulfilling in that greater group. As we said, everything has to be brought to brain consciousness. We must bring that. And notice what Elena was saying. So Elena, this is the third year now. So from Vesak, counted from the Vesak, we start.
We 3 years, it's 2020.
Yeah.
So this is the culminating third year of the Vesak, under the first ray, which is the most important energy of the 3-year cycle.
So we start on Vesak again, the
we
first year.
From Vesak to Vesak.
Yeah. Okay. So this coming Vesak 20. We start again another 3-year cycle.
That is culminating, a new one is beginning. Another 3 years.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So start now, if not earlier, start now to be aware of those 3-year cycles, because they are really related to the groups, and the group life is that we have to study. So we have also in that role to play, how we are able to distribute these energies into the group life. So we have a lot to do and a lot to begin to understand, as you see. So if you look at your incarnation now and these coming years until 2025, so do not accept, question yourself, and do not accept that when you question, am I aware what is my duty, my dharma? If you say, well, I don't know, so quite sure, do not accept that. Make yourself to be sure and to know what is your dharma. Because we all are almost, I could say that the majority of us are grandmother and grandfather ages, and that's why we have to know. Because we have to leave something behind when we go further. So remember that we have about 5 years to go now. And that is one part of our goal. But then about the world vision and the world plan, that is something what we are going to talk about again coming year. So now we will finish in silence, in 1 minute silence. Yes, dear?
I'm sorry, you have a couple of comments that I would like to read first.
Right.
Okay. From Cassandra, this has been the most wonderful week. I want to thank you so much. I never thought I would be so excited to wake up at 3 a.m. For these wonderful webinars. I am excited to plant the seeds. This is a life-changing experience for me, and I'm glad my soul called me to be a part of this.
Oh, I'm full of goosebumps.
So that was from Cassandra, and this is from Anne Veronica. I would like to send some feedback on the Sagittarius full moon. You said that Sagittarius is the sign of silence. Now, this thought came into my mind while we were meditating. If you put your finger on your mouth, meaning you are asking for silence, you have actually made the Sagittarius glyph of the bow and arrow. This sent me on a new train of thought. You silence the throat center, and the arrow shows the Ajna center, the center of intuition.
Wow.
The three glands in the head light up and started revolving. The pituitary gland, the pineal gland, and the carotid gland. That means the use of the three head centers, Ajna, Ulna Major, and the head center. All these come into use after the disciple can sit in silence exoterically, not speaking, esoterically silencing his thoughts.
How beautiful, great, wonderful thoughts. So that's why we have to collect them. And we must continue. You know that this symbolism that when you see the finger in front of the mouth is also the symbol for the atmic plane. For atmic plane. You cannot enter to that. The Buddhic plane is like the borderland, but this is the atmic plane, the sacred world. So you cannot poison it with the words of mundane. Beautiful. So now we end into silence. And
I'm sorry, there's one more.
Okay.
This is from Antoinette. I am unable to talk at the moment. It is really enforcing the silent moment upon me. The magic that is happening within the silent moment. As the group is brought together, we all share within this magical pool all of the wisdom gathered from each member, joined and beyond. It ripples out into the world and draws into this pool the powerful potential of the higher realms. where two or more are gathered, dot, dot, dot. This magic is not limited to words, cultural, political, nor personality difficulties. From this precious moment, we all go back into the world enriched with this heightened pool of wisdom and gifts from each other, like is shared in the realm of souls. We are all one universal group, synchronized and lifted to our new universal role, stepping into the next moment, enriched with gifts unlimited, striving towards the common purpose and good for all. Thank you for making this magic possible.
Thank you. Wow.
And that's the last one.
Great. So, again, back to magic. So we will start the silent minute. And let us say before that, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. 1 minute silence. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Pamela. And see you and hear you again in the next webinar. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Tuya?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and end.